This is part one of the story of humanity. Before there were people, before there was an earth, sun, galaxy, or universe, before time began, there is God. God always existed, will always exist, and remains forever unchanged. God is one principle, uncreated, invisible, incomprehensible, incorporeal, immaterial, indestructible, infinite, and simple, in that God is not composed from parts. God is one essence, one divinity, one power, one will, one authority, one dominion, one sovereignty, and is known to exist in three perfect, incorporeal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that are united without intermixing and divided without separation. This God, who is good and beyond good, out of a superabounding goodness and love, was pleased to create human beings capable of participating in and sharing his divinity, and so in a single act of will brought out of nothing into existence a cosmos having an invisible, immaterial, intelligible realm and a physical, material, and sensible realm. While the two realms have their own distinct natures, the whole of each realm enters mystically into the whole of the other, and so the cosmos is one. God fashioned the intelligible realm with a great host of intelligent, incorporeal, immaterial, immortal, bodiless powers who minister to him and ceaselessly glorify him, who are fashioned according to his image and who possess free will. He fashioned the sensible realm with the earth having everything it needs for human beings to flourish, including the sun, moon, land, seas, and an atmosphere, and he populated the earth with all manner of flora and fauna. And once the earth was ready to receive the humans, he fashioned the first man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his face a breath of life, making him in the image and likeness of God himself. Because man was fashioned in this way, he was capable of communing with God and participating in both cosmic realms, the invisible and intelligible through a reason-endowed soul, and the material and sensible through a physical body. This man he called Adam, and placed him as Lord and King of the whole visible and sensible realm. After fashioning Adam from the dust of the earth, he fashioned the first woman, Eve, from a rib of Adam, so that Eve would share the same wisdom, strength, power, qualities, and human nature as Adam. At the end of God's creative acts, there were two perfect human beings living in perfect harmony with God on a perfectly created planet, rich with flora and fauna, and without any corruption, decay, or death. Everything, according to God, was very good. Then God planted paradise on the earth as a kind of special kingdom for the humans to dwell and lead a blessed and happy life. Paradise, although material and sensible, was fashioned more lofty and glorious than any other place. It was thick with evergreen plants, full of fragrance, flooded with light, and surpassing any conceivable sensible loveliness and beauty. It was truly a divine place and worthy habitation for the humans who were fashioned in God's image. It was here that God placed Adam and Eve, so that he might nurture them as a father would his children. In the middle of paradise, God planted the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. God hid the tree of life from Adam and Eve with the intention of granting them lasting immortality through the eating of it, but only after they had matured and were ready to receive it. The tree of knowledge was put there as a kind of test to exercise the human's obedience to God. This is why the tree is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for because it gave to those who partook of it the power of knowing their own nature. This knowledge is good for the perfect and mature, but bad for those who are less developed, like infants who are not ready for solid food and still need milk. Now, Adam and Eve were very pure, and so they could perceive God and the angels that tended them. Adam and Eve were young adults, even though they were just fashioned, and they loved each other without a hint of physical attraction. By the grace of God, they were immortal and protected from all possible physical harm, so that they would know that their God was the Lord and not believe themselves to be more than what they are in relationship with God. God gave them a commandment so that they might demonstrate their free choice to commune with Him in love. He commanded that they should eat from every tree in paradise except for one particular tree, the tree of knowledge. God said if they ate of the forbidden tree, they would die. Meanwhile, within the invisible and intelligible realm, God had created many bodiless powers, whom we call angels because they often act as heralds among us. These angelic powers were fashioned to help their Lord God as He sustains and preserves all things. They were created for good, and they had free will to determine their own course. With the blessing of their Lord God, they were able to transition out of the intelligible realm to do His bidding in the sensible realm, and transition back when their task was done, or stay as commanded by their Lord. God entrusted one of these angelic powers with the guardianship of the earth, and so this one observed firsthand the honor and dignity God gave to the humans, an honor even surpassing the angels. This angel was not wicked by nature and did not have any hint of evil in him from the Creator, but he did not maintain within himself the luminosity and honor that he received from God. By his own free choice, he turned from what was in accordance with nature to what was contrary to nature and became puffed up against God due to his envy of the humans. Wishing to rebel against God, he became the first to abandon the good and fell into evil. This one came to be called Satan, meaning the adversary. Through the sharing of his poisonous thoughts with the great multitude of angels who were subordinate to him in his original stewardship, Satan convinced them to follow him and detach themselves from the good, and so they too fell into evil. While sharing the same nature as the angelic powers that remained faithful to God, these others became evil in their will. As a result, they suffered a fall, a kind of spiritual death, and because they are solely spirits, their fall changed their state of being such that they were unable to reverse it through their own power. Once in this fallen state, they had no ability to repent. These came to be called demons, and they all hated humans. Because Satan and the demons rebelled against God, they no longer possessed the blessing of their Lord God to remain in the intelligible realm, and so they were expelled from there to the earth and lost their ability to return. Furthermore, God knew of their hatred for the humans, and so He limited their ability to harm the humans. They could only harm the humans if the humans chose to let them, or when God chose to allow it. God chose to allow the demons to tempt the humans with thoughts. He did this so the humans would have an opportunity to exercise their free will and demonstrate their choice to remain in a loving relationship with God. If the humans were never presented with other options, how could they demonstrate their free choice? Satan desired to destroy the humans, but God would not allow him to do it directly. So Satan manipulated the serpent to enter into paradise to do his bidding, and God did not prevent it. The serpent approached Eve and told her she would not die if she ate from the forbidden tree, but would instead become like God, knowing good from evil. Eve saw that the fruit looked good, and, in her inexperience in fighting off temptation, she ate from the fruit of the tree. She gave the fruit to Adam, and he also ate it. Immediately after eating the fruit, they lost their purity. They knew they were naked and covered themselves. God came and confronted them with what they had done. God gave them the opportunity to repent of their disobedience, but instead they tried to pass the blame on to the other and to the serpent. Because they failed to repent, they damaged their relationship with God. They were no longer able to commune with God as they did before their disobedience. They were expelled from paradise and could not return through their own efforts. Because of the sin, everything changed. Human nature was corrupted. The original image of God remained in them, but it was darkened. The humans were no longer immortal and became subject to death. Adam and Eve quickly suffered the death of their soul due to the separation of it from God. From this spiritual death, their souls continued to exist, but became ugly and useless. Because of this, the intelligible realm was no longer open to the humans. Then, many years later, they suffered the death of their body when it became separated from the soul. Because of the sin and corruption of human nature, the descendants of Adam and Eve, all humanity, became subject to these two deaths. And because death came to exist through Satan, so did another kind of immaterial realm called Hades, for the souls of the humans when they became separated from the body through death. Once the soul became fully separated from the body, the soul was no longer able to repent and remained unchangeable under its own power. Satan and the demons were able to drag the disembodied souls down into Hades and hold them there as captives through the power of death. After their fall from the grace of God, the humans propagated on the earth. Each generation continued to devolve into further corruption, tempted by destructive thoughts from demons, focusing only on earthly concerns, wallowing in fleshly passions, hurting and killing one another, and forgetting God. Many resorted to worshiping demons through idols. It was not possible for virtually anyone on his or her own to properly love God and thereby enter back into communion with Him. While the humans were subject to the death of their souls, they were potentially able to prevent their sins from dragging them down completely to spiritual death if they repented before their bodily death. But who was left that remembered God to show them the way? While there were a small number who remained faithful to God in each generation, everyone else who died a bodily death entered into Hades with their soul separated from God. Some might say that this was an epic failure of God, that Satan had won. But the story is not over. God knew that all this would happen, and His divine plan provided a way for Him to achieve His end desire.